Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 5613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Nida Memtes, Nida 49a, pagination is 97. We'll start from the Mishnah about a third of the way down on the page, where the Mishnah states, Kayotze bo similarly. We're making reference to the previous Mishnah with which the Perek started, which said that the lower simon will occur before the upper simen, and therefore, if the lower simen is present, the upper simen is not necessarily yet present, but if the upper simen is present, the lower simen is for sure present. Kayotze bo, similarly, things are not always equitable. They don't equal each other. One thing can be present, while the other criterion will not necessarily be so. For example, kol kli cheres shehu machnis motzi. Any kli cheres that has a hole to the point that liquid will come in to the kli cheres is for sure a large enough hole that liquid will come out of that kli cheres, that container. V'yeshem motzi ve'eno machnis. But there are cases where liquid will come out and will not come in. Picture the scene that you have an earthenware vessel that has a hole in it, a crack. And if you filled it with liquid, the liquid would drip out. Now you have an empty earthenware vessel, same hole, and you put it into water, such that only the bottom of it is submerged. Will the water bubble its way in, so to speak, into the vessel? Says the Mishnah, you could have a precise size hole that could present itself where it would be big enough for the liquid to drip out of the keli, but not big enough for liquid to force its way into the keli, and this has ramification in different applications, as the Gemara explains. Let's move on to Amud Beis, where we have a similar expression towards the bottom of the page, about 15 lines up. Kol ha-ro'i ladun dine nefashos, ro'i ladun dine mominus. Any person who's qualified to judge on capital offenses in the time when capital offenses were judged is certainly worthy, is fitting to be able to judge on financial cases. There will be cases where a person is qualified to judge financial claims, but is not fitting to judge capital cases. And the Gemara identifies this distinction regarding a mamzer and regarding a ger. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Zayin Seif Beis, our focus nowadays being dine mominus, financial claims, we're not focused on capital cases. So the mamzer and the ger are going to be our discussion. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mamzer, Kisheirim Ladun, even if all three are Mamzerim, they're going to be kosher to do judgments. As far as a Ger, it's actually interesting that in terms of the judgment, he's able to be a judge, but we have a problem of the Som Tosim of appointing him by manner of kefia to force implementation. In other words, if someone wanted to ask a shaila, so he can pask in shailas, but to do the kefia, and that's how the Aruch HaShulchan presents it, that if meritzonam, if the litigants would agree, then he would be able to judge. At the bottom of the page, one line up, we have another Mishnah with a similar format. Kala kasha ladun kasha lahaid. Anybody who's kasha to be a judge is kasha to be a witness. V'yesha kasha lahaid. There's a case of a person who is able to be a witness. V'ena kasha ladun, but he's not fitting to be a judge. La'asuye mai, what are we referring to? Amar Rabbi Yochanan la'asuye sumo ba'achas me'enov. It's talking about a person who is blind in one eye. He does not have full eye vision. One eye is blind. Umani Reb Meir hi. And it's going like Reb Meir, who holds that you need both eyes healthy in order to be a judge. Says Rashi, ba'achas me'inav de kasha lahayid, he would be kasha to say testimony, ve'ena kasha ladun, and according to Reb Meir, he's not kasha to be a judge. Now, this is the opinion of Reb Meir, but on this facing page, Nun Amud Aleph, about a quarter of the way down, the Gemara tells us, ahu samya, there was a blind person, Dahava b'shivivu seidu Rabbi Yochanan, in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yochanan, Dahava kadayin dina, he would judge. V'lo ka'omar le v'lo midi, and Rabbi Yochanan never objected. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan did not object, so apparently he agreed that he could be a judge, and this was a judge who was only blind in one eye, and Rabbi Yochanan was considering him qualified. So that's why our Gemara specifically said we're talking about the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds that a summa ba'achas me'enov is not good as a judge, but is good as a witness. We indeed paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, Choshen Mishpat Zayin Beis, Suma Ba'achas Me'enav Kosher. If he's only blind in one eye, he is kosher as a judge. Avala Suma B'shtei Enav Posel. But if he's blind in both eyes, that indeed would be Posel. And the Gemara derives that from the Pasuk. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.